Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the only show in talk radio that I know of, at least, where the callers can literally hijack the airwaves and take control of the show.
You gotta love it.
We can be in the middle of some topic between the three of us, and if we have open phones and you call in, which we always have open phones, and you call in, we go straight to you, especially if you're a female. Let's say we got three guys on the line on hold waiting to get on the air, and you call in and you're a lady on the fourth line, well, we go to your line first.
Yeah.
And in fact, we do have a caller on the line. We're going to get to her in just a moment here. June is waiting very patiently. She wants to disagree with Casey, but first, we do have to take care of a little bit of this.
For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your World Series and Week 7 NFL update. Tonight is Game 1 of the 2004 World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals at historic Fenway Park in Boston, Massachusetts. The Red Sox hope to reverse the curse and look for their first World Series win since 1918. The first pitch was thrown out at 8 p.m., and hopefully, go Sox. Get them in the World Series. We'll get them a pennant yet. In NFL news, three teams, the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Jets, and the New England Patriots, remain unbeaten as we head into Week 7. This much is certain. Either the Jets or the Patriots will get their first notch in the loss column as they square off at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. at 4:05 this Sunday afternoon. This is the game to watch, folks. Other key games, the Tampa Bay Bucks host the Chicago Bears at Ray J, and the Colts host the Jaguars at the RCA Dome. Be sure to check your local TV listings for games and times in your area. For latest news and information regarding your favorite NFL teams, players, and coaches, be sure to log on to NFL.com. Also, be sure to check out my picks for Week 7 on the BBS at freetalklive.com. I am Mike, and this has been your World Series and Week 7 NFL update. Now let's get back to more Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And this is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231 about anything. So let's go right to the phones, right to the fun, and let's talk to June in Massachusetts. Hello, June.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, June. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't agree with, is it Casey?
June, you're
about defending Israel, because I mean, I don't think Israel is, I don't think they're that very good people. You know, I don't really agree in just going over and taking over a land because you think in the Bible it belonged to you. I mean, I think that's such a bunch of crap. I mean, to go and kill all those people, I just think it's entirely wrong. I mean, I would just like to say there wouldn't even be an Israel, because I don't think it was right the way it was started. You know, I mean, you don't expect any other person, I mean, any people in the Bible, the Native Americans, whoever it is, you wouldn't think it was right for them to go over and start killing everyone because they thought the land belonged to them. And they've done some really bad things to the Palestinians, you know, and to us, the SS Liberty. I just don't think it's right.
Well, Israel may or may not have supposed to have been, brought into inception, you know, around the 1940s, but the fact is it exists now, right?
Yeah, but they're going overboard. I think it's ridiculous. I think that, and I think that the Jewish people now that want to stay, is it the Gaza Strip? I just think they're complete greedy, selfish Jews.
Yeah, now, you know that they won that in a war that they were attacked in, right? I mean, they were attacked and they won that peace in a war. Do you think we should give back, say, southern New Mexico and...
I thought part of that belonged to... I thought there was an agreement that it belonged to the Palestinians.
President Clinton tried very hard to make an agreement where the Palestinians would get the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. But the Palestinians didn't want that. They decided they want it all. They want all of Israel, and, you know, so they got a little greedy and things kind of fell apart. And the Palestinians haven't had a very good time of governing themselves. They're not doing very well in that arena.
That's another reason why we just need to stay out of it. You're never going to make anybody happy over there.
No, I don't think we should, because they are not fair. Israel is not fair to the Palestinians. No matter what you say, I mean, they want to rule the whole...
Are we fair to the American Indians?
No.
I mean,
No, okay, I don't think they
Israel
were.
Israel won.
Do you see anybody giving back the land to them?
No, I think it's a crazy idea. I think it's
nuts. I do too.
I think it's nuts to give back the land for the Jewish people to try to give land back to Palestinians too.
I think there's enough land for everybody to live.
It's a little bitty land. What about Jordan? They should just give up some desert over there.
Well, I mean, you know, there's so much land anyway. If people weren't so darn selfish, I mean, I heard some Jewish.
Do you understand that it's the Jews and the Palestinians that are selfish, right? Like, because the Palestinians want lots of stuff that is incompatible with
the Jewish. Well, you know, you have to understand that it was their land, and it was only like.
It was the Jews' land, too. Lots of people can claim this land.
50 years ago, it was the Palestinians' land, but I mean, it was.
I mean, it doesn't count as your land if you're just running sheep across it. I mean, it's the Jews have taken and built a real country
with
concrete
money?
Buildings.
With whose
what?
Money?
Other Jews' money. They sent it in.
No, we send a lot of money over
baby.
There. It's just
what's
a
that?
Lot of propaganda so that the United States...
I've been over there. I know that they're getting money from Jews. Lots of American Jews are sending lots of money over to Israel to build stuff.
Yes, but we...
That's what they're doing.
Our government sends money over there, too.
Our government sends money to Uzbekistan, too. I mean, our government sends money everywhere.
Yes, but that's really... our government plays games with everybody. And
I think that's why our government needs to get the hell out of dealing with everybody else and just deal with this country and get a whole lot smaller. How's that sound, June?
I agree. Too many people have died in all these wars.
So you agree. So then you'll be voting so you believe we should pull out of Iraq?
Oh, yes.
So then you'll be voting for Michael Badnarik this year, is that right, for president? You'll be voting for Michael Badnarik?
I will be voting for Michael Peroka.
Really?
Oh, she's a constitutionalist?
The Constitution Party, yep.
Now, why is it you're voting for Michael Peroka?
Because he's against abortion, against stem cell research. He's against, us being over in Iraq. He's against a lot of these... Income tax, property tax.
Stem cell research. Yeah, the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party do agree on the whole reducing government thing.
The only thing I don't like about Libertarians is that they're always concentrating on income tax, and I never hear them talking about property tax. And to me, the tax that we should eliminate the most is property tax.
Well, libertarians agree 100% that we need to eliminate property taxes. However, if you're watching a presidential campaign, they're never going to bring that up because there are no federal property taxes. I mean, it's always a local issue. So if you have libertarians in your local area, they're going to be advocating removing the property tax.
When they've had you sign papers sometimes, it's mostly for income tax. They don't have anything down there for property, you know, when they've been at stores, you know how they go to stores.
Well, I can assure you, June, that the Libertarian Party wants to repeal all property taxes. We are totally against taxes. The Libertarian Party is founded on a very simple principle, and that is we think it's pretty mean of people, of the government, to stick guns in your face and take your money from you. So that means that we're against taxes.
However,
I gotta say, the Constitution Party really should be called, and I forget who originally said this, they really should be called the Bible Party. I mean, let's be honest. If you want to be constitutional, then you've got no business talking about abortion because it's not a federal issue. It's just not.
Well, I really think it is because I do consider it murder. I mean,
not a federal issue. Murder is not a federal issue.
Murder is a state crime.
And I think, June, we certainly appreciate your call tonight, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks again for the call. Toll free 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Interrupt the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open for you at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about absolutely
changing quality levels throughout this show. We've got some phone issues that we're dealing with here, but we can still take your phone calls, and that is the most important thing. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And I'm Manwich.
And where did you want to go next, Manwich? I know you had something.
You had an email, and it's important that we get to the email. Isn't that right?
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
The email. That's right. Okay, here
we go. I do have a great story.
But, all right, at the recent IMF meetings in Washington, and if you want to email us, you can email to ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from our most frequent emailer, Robert in Canada. At the recent IMF meeting in Washington, officials stated that the U.S. dollar will be devalued a further 30% on a trade-weighted basis, no matter who gets elected president. It was also stated that Canada's dollar bill, dollar will be on par with the U.S. dollar in the next 18 months. And usually Canada's dollar is worth like 1.5
About a half. The dollar. Well, apparently they're saying it's about to even out. A major devaluation of the greenback is the only way the U.S. economy can hope to become competitive again and reduce its monster trade deficits, especially with China. What is amazing is the U.S. government causes the crisis and then turns around with the IMF and says there is a crisis, that we have to cripple the U.S. economy. Robert says, why are you allowing this to happen without a fight? Who would ever think the United States will be taken over without a single shot being fired?
Well, there's not much one an individual can do about the value of the dollar, is there?
No, we're at the mercy of the people that print them.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you know, if the gold standard was in existence, then technically
there's something we could do. We could elect libertarians and get us back on a gold standard or some standard. Right now we're on the let's just print money standard.
Right. Well, I do think we've been relatively successful over the last nearly 100 years that we have.
Dude, in the last 100 years, the dollar's lost 96% of its value.
And the United States rules the world.
And continues to lose that value.
The
United States does not rule the world. I'm sorry. We can't even rule Iraq, dude. Get real. Get real. So, again, open phones, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You call us about whatever you want. All right, man.
Former Navy Secretary John Layman said Thursday that the Pentagon was pinpointed the location of Osama bin Laden.
Ooh.
Yes, he's in the Baluchistan region of western Pakistan, but is holding back on rounding him up because it could destabilize the government of Pakistan. Pakistan and their leader, Pervez Musharraf. Bin Laden is living in South Waziristan in Baluchistan, mountains of Baluchistan region.
Uh-huh.
Layman told the San Bernardino Sun after delivering a keynote speech on terrorism at Pitzer College in Claremont, California. There's an American presence in the area, but we can't just send in troops, he told the Sun. If we did, we could have another Vietnam. The United States cannot afford that right now. Layman said that because of Pakistan's Baluchistan region is filled with Taliban and Al-Qaeda members who do not recognize legitimacy of President Musharraf, the U.S. military is holding back. Look, he explained, Musharraf has had three assassination attempts on his life. He's trying to comply, but he's surrounded by people who do not agree with him. This is not like Afghanistan, where there was no compliance. You know, because Afghanistan, Taliban said, you're not coming in here, you know. So what if we've got Osama bin Laden? He's trying to comply, but we destabilize by sending people in, is what this gentleman's saying.
Gotcha.
This is not like Afghanistan. Okay, excuse me. We'll get bin Laden. Eventually, Ed, it's just not right now.
So he's disputing, then, the claims that have kind of been blowing around out there that we already have him and that we're going to reveal him right before the election or something like that.
So they better do it soon because the election's darn close.
I've been telling you that something is going to happen, I think, to put off the election. Something.
You still believe that?
I honestly do. I still think something is not being really discussed. You're not hearing about it in the mainstream media. I don't know, but I wouldn't. No. Just some kind of BS thing for George W. to exercise his powers to put off the damn election. That's the only thing I can see. I can't give you specifics because I don't have them, but I just got this funny feeling something is going to happen.
What's the point of this story, Manwich?
It's just that this gentleman says that bin Laden is in Pakistan.
You just think it's interesting that he's still out there, according to this guy?
Yeah, and where he is. I mean, apparently our Pentagon knows where he is. Contacted by the U.S. by the Sun.
He's probably checked in with the CIA. He's still on payroll, most likely.
But he's not a former employee. He is an employee of the Pentagon.
He still is? No, I'm talking about bin Laden. I'm talking about bin Laden.
What are you talking about?
Well, didn't George W. say he wasn't all too, you know, concerned about his location? Don't you think, though, if we honestly had an idea where he was, if our intelligence truly knew the location of this man, we would go and get him?
I think that the reason, I mean, he explained pretty strongly why they can't do it right now.
They're scared.
Well, they don't want to destabilize the government. in Pakistan.
Why didn't they do that in Iraq? Why didn't they send in a SWAT team or a group of mercenaries and take Saddam out? They weren't too concerned about destabilizing that region, were they?
Well, they blew up like 9 buildings trying to get Saddam. It's not like they knew exactly where the guy was.
They could have figured it out. Come on. That's
a crapshoot.
If you sent a team of experts in there, you could very easily infiltrate and figure out where this guy is. He's the ruler of the country. I mean, if you spend enough time
doing the investigation,
you could figure out his location, target him specifically, and take him out. For all the billions of dollars we've spent in Iraq so far, I think you could take $1 billion of it, hire a team of crack experts, and find the guy. Don't you think $1 billion
can
find one man?
I don't think you can send a bunch of lily white boys into Iraq or any other Middle Eastern country and find anybody.
Yeah, wouldn't hire lily white boys. You'd hire some guys that would blend in.
Yeah, but they're not trained properly and they can't be trusted. We don't have very many.
Well, we don't have any Indians that work for the FBI, the CIA, or the military?
Very few.
But you wouldn't need very many. You'd need maybe 10, like a crack team of experts to go in there. I'm just saying, for $1 billion, you could have got Saddam Hussein. You could have bought off his guards for that much money.
You know, they offered rewards for huge rewards for Saddam Hussein. And there's a huge reward for Osama bin Laden out there.
Yeah, they offered
one of those little goat herders out in Pakistan right now could pick up $10 million, $50 million.
No. They offered the reward to the military members once they were in Iraq. Now, if you get Saddam, we'll give you $25,000 or whatever it was. That's
it,
what it,
or
$25 million, excuse me. So if they'd offered that reward to everybody, then maybe we wouldn't have had to invade.
I'm sure
them
they have.
Place. I don't know, 800-259-9231. Speaking of terrorism and events and things happening, I want to talk about this situation in New York City. But first, we need to go to Michael in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Hello, and you guys kind of distracted me from the topic I wanted to talk about there. I saw a mainstream article on Osama bin Laden and what he might look like if he was hiding out, you know, clean-shaven and in a business suit. And, you know, I've never seen Tony Robbins in the same place with Osama, so, you know.
That's just mean, man.
Huh?
It's just mean.
Well, after seeing
it. Hold on.
Oh,
we got to take you after the break, man.
We'll get to your comments here.
That was hilarious. Be patient.
That was the funniest thing.
Did you just say that Tony Robbins looked like Osama bin Laden?
All right, we're going to be back. 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
I'm Michael Bednarik and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq, based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to Bednarik.org. That's Bednarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Free Talk Live 1-800-259-9231 800-259-9231. This is your show. And that means that you can literally take control. Just dial that number. And our lovely phone screener, Scott, he's going to ask you very simple questions. If you've ever called a talk radio show before, you know, one of those cookie-cutter conservatives that yells and screams about George Bush and John Kerry all hour long, and then he finally takes one call towards the end of the show?
Right.
You know that the typical talk screening process is about 20 questions. They want to know where your mom was born, what color your hair is, and all that sort of thing. We just want to know where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, because we have several different ways. You can listen on terrestrial radio stations around the country. You can listen on the internet on 7 different feeds, on satellite, C-band satellite, 4 different feeds. So we want to know how you're listening, and also your name, and in one word, what you want to talk about. Speaking of the phones, let's go back to them. We've got Michael on the line in Moorhead, Kentucky. Michael, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm halfway serious with the Tony Robbins thing because of the comparisons that you can draw. I mean, the guy apparently has some charisma. Well, either one of them, but I'm referring to Usama, to be able to do what he's done to... exercise the kind of mind control type, you know, techniques on the people that he is, that are loyal to him. But he's also, he's part of a huge family, and, his mother's just, of course, one of, his father's, wives, and she's Jewish. So he could very well be hanging out in the West Bank or something, you know, at an Israeli resort. The guy, you know, the resources there are almost inexhaustible, and the brotherhood of bankers in the Middle East exists outside of the Western banking tradition. So, you know, it's a real like honor system over there among bankers, and that's what makes it so hard to infiltrate their financial network, I think.
You know, assuming Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11, and I haven't been presented with really much evidence that suggests that.
Exactly.
But assuming he was behind it.
Yeah.
If I was him and it was 9/11/01, I would be in America. That's where I would be. I'd be
like
hanging out on a beach somewhere.
Like I said, have you ever seen Tony Robbins and Osama in the same place? Huh? What I really called about, you guys talked about the national debt and the trade deficit with China and all that stuff, and China wants our dollar to maintain some level of value, because that way they can bring their goods in here at a much cheaper rate. So they have been buying up our T-bills left and right, trying to maintain their currency weakness compared to the dollar. But I ran across a book in Wooster, Ohio. I just walked in this bookstore while my ex-wife was doing something else and walked straight to the back. A paralegal said it was the ghost of the law library that took me to the shelf. And I just walked straight to the back and never been in the bookstore before. Pulled the shelf, two-volume set from 1884 off the shelf called 20 Years of Congress by James G. Blaine. And in that
Volume
sounds like
two.
A real page turner.
Well, it really was. First thing I looked at was the index, and right there's a chapter on the merits of a national banking system. So, and this
meaning
we're talking
meaning a centralized bank.
Exactly, 40 years, almost exactly 40 years before. Well, I guess it would not be 40 years, but 1913, of course, was the Federal Reserve Act, and of course they met on Jekyll Island in 1909. But this guy's talking about how the our currency is accepted and given wide credit all over the marts of Europe,
okay.
And that
what's the point?
The people in a republic will not accept the permanence of a national debt unless it is the basis for a banking system. And right there, you know, that like
the people in this republic don't know we even have a central bank. The people in this republic think their dollars are worth something. And so really, all of this high-end talk about banking and money just goes over everybody's head, Michael.
But
you got to understand that.
That's how they sold it to the elite that knew it. I mean, this was a highly expensive two-volume set. From 1884, not everybody's going to have this. The only people who are going to have this really nice leather-bound hemp paper book are...
So what you're saying is the elite know what's going on, and they're kind of in on this whole thing, and they're fleecing the little guy. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Michael. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, they sold it to the rich elite class in this country, the industrialists or whatever, that our best bet would be a national permanent national debt, and that is the basis of a banking system, unless we do, like you're talking about, get away from a fiat currency system and get back to a commodity base, be it bimetallic, like the Constitution talks about.
And the only way that that's going to happen is if we get back to some principles like the Constitution. And the only people that are going to do that are going to be the Libertarian Party, and specifically Michael Badnarik, who I would mention is going to be on this program next week right here. He's going to be on, I think, the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. So 8 to 9 o'clock, our first hour of the show, we will have Michael Badnarik on. And it should be noted that we're still going to have open phones. It'll almost be like Michael Badnarik's going to be a co-host on the show, because we'll take whatever calls come through and he'll be on the line. We're still not going to screen out calls, so it should be interesting.
Well, I'd like to offer a solution in the interim period until we can have a political evolution,
okay.
Or revolution, or resurgence of constitutional values, is to monetize labor in bioregional scripts, where you have, say, for instance, a bluegrass hour. We're in Kentucky. We have a bluegrass hour piece of script where each unit is 1 hour of labor.
You're talking about something. They actually have something like that in Ithaca, New York. They're called Ithaca Hours. It may be a slight improvement, but it's still from the very bare minimum of research I've done, it's still stunk of communism to me.
Well,
Michael,
it's not really, because not everybody's labor is worth exactly the same because based on your overhead.
Well, here's my suggestion to you. There is an option in the meantime, and I'm not a distributor for these guys. I've done some research into them. There is something out there called the Liberty Dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a currency that is backed by silver and gold. I'm not sure if it's that great of an idea, but I haven't quite been fully sold on it yet. I have some questions about it, but nonetheless, it certainly is a step above what we currently have. However, getting people to accept an alternative form of currency is a whole other task.
Well, we're not talking about currency, because it doesn't satisfy the definition. Even what we have does not satisfy the definition of a currency. It's script, if you, you know. Study the law definitions.
Gotcha.
All right,
Michael. We appreciate the call, and have a great night. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 800-259-9231. You know, we have a lot of people out here listening to this program that are really concerned with the financial status of the world, and I wish I knew a little bit more about it. But honestly, I really don't.
I think if we're going to stay on Genesis Talk Radio Network, we're going to figure something out about this whole gold standard thing.
I know a little bit. I know enough to say that a gold standard is a good thing. That's kind of always what I come back to. That's what we need to go back to. We don't have it now, and the Republicans and Democrats are never going to give it to you. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Otherwise, we're going to talk about concentration camps in America. It's happening.
Wow.
And it's happening now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen this look in Home Design magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at Walworth.com. That's Walworth.com.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live. Toll free 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is your show. That's true. And by the way, check us out on the web. Go to freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of cool free stuff for you to check out there. You can get signed up and interactive on the BBS. You can get involved in the chat room during the show where you're most apt to find some other people hanging out there. You can also check out the archive section, the last several weeks' worth of program, downloadable for you, for your listening pleasure. Also, I guess for your viewing pleasure, you can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can also drop us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your email live on the air as we do each and every email that we receive every week. And so much to check out at freetalklive.com.
I'm sorry, I'm over here too. Oh, technical. We're trying to get the good connection back up here again. Some technical issues tonight that should all be ironed out by next week's interview with Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnar.
I am looking forward to that.
Do you have some questions already?
I've already got a couple, yes. And
I'm just going to wing it.
I'll probably have a few more.
I've got a lot of things to ask him. I saw him speak. I guess it's been about 3 or 4 weeks now in Tampa. And I saw him speak at a rally, and it was great. I mean, fantastic in front of all those people. You know, he's got such a tough job right now running for president. I remember when Harry Brown, who, by the way, if you're listening to GCN, which you probably are right now, you're going to hear the Harry Brown show coming up next, and he's going to be live this week. He was out last week. But during his campaign in the 2000 campaign, he had a little journal that he kind of kept as he was on the campaign trail. Just reading that was harrowing. Just understanding,
really?
This man gets up, and Michael's doing the same thing. He's getting up at 5, 6 in the morning, doing radio interviews, traveling, you know, driving in a car, traveling somewhere, going and speaking at locations, more radio interviews, television interviews throughout the day, all the way up to sometimes as late as midnight to 1 a.m. and getting up at 6 a.m. the next day and doing it all over again every single day.
This guy's a trooper.
It's brutal. So it is brutal running for president, so hopefully he'll be somewhat coherent. It's amazing that he even stays coherent throughout all of this, because I know how I get when I'm without sleep. It is not a good situation.
Right.
Yeah. If you lose too much sleep, you will go insane. You know that. We talked about your little experiment that one time.
Sleep deprivation is an amazing thing, the way it plays on the body and the mind.
That's right. You went out for what, like 4 days straight? I mean, you were without.
Well, actually, back in high school, I managed to make it for a full 7 days, if you can believe it. And there was an awful lot of caffeinated beverages involved in that.
But you must have been totally batty once.
Oh, I was wiggy after by day four. How I ever made it to day seven, I really couldn't even tell you.
She's back. It's Casey in Tennessee. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Casey, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I was wanting to discuss a bit about tracking down Bin Laden or Saddam Hussein. Anyway, I'm getting tired right now, but
we're getting tired of you. I mean,
I was sitting here for a little while, and I thought, well, I think I might hang up. But no, I want to make this point, and the point is, we need some POWs, American POWs. Let me explain what I mean. I don't mean the prisoners of war. I mean pissed off women. We could track down 30 men real quick. We have extensive sonar. We can tell them a mile away. Okay, we would have had both of them tied in a bundle in one night if they would have just... I'm serious. I really feel the women could have done a better job.
That's right. That's what I was suggesting when I was talking about hiring a team of experts. Hire a bunch of women who are on the rag and send them over there.
And just hire Osama bin Laden. Just hire his ex-wife.
We probably would have gotten in trouble for dismantling their body parts, but it boils down to where... The government knows where they're at. That's all there is to it. Next is about... Harry, he owns Heinz Ketchup Company, am I correct?
Well, his wife does.
Well, his wife does. In other words, they're filthy rich. How come their jobs aren't here? How come they're all overseas? And he's talking about bringing in more jobs. What's he going to do, hit up his wife
and have
all the businesses moved here?
You mean our politicians are hypocrites? Is that what you're suggesting?
No.
You know, you get it's like when they're up there in their debates. It's like at the end of the debate now, believe it or not, which I'm sure you've seen every bit of it, they tell when they lie.
No, goodness no. I couldn't possibly stomach it.
Now, they sit there and tell us, this one lied about this, this one lied about that. Now, what do we have to vote for? I'd like to get Betty Crocker or, I don't know, anybody up there. I'd close my eyes and pick anybody out of a crowd at this point, because a man who is that rich, having his or his wife's businesses out of country, saying he's going to build jobs here is to me, backwards talk.
You know what, I agree, Casey, there's not much choice between Bush or Kerry, but there are other options. We've heard from someone who supports the Constitution Party tonight. The Green Party's out there as well. There's some really crazy minor parties like the Socialist Party, and then there's the Libertarian Party, the one party that wants to get government out of your life, and we're going to have Libertarian candidate for President Michael Badnarik on this very show next week during the 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time hour. So look forward to that, and Casey, we look forward to hearing from you again. We certainly appreciate the call. And again, we should remind our callers, there is a two-call per night limit.
Correct.
So she has now exhausted that limit, and we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. New York City.
New York City.
August 31st, during the Republican National Convention. I'm going to boil down what is a six or seven, and when I say page, I mean internet pages that just go on and on and on.
Right, right.
Seven internet pages about this, documenting this event. There was a protest in some park near 16th Street in New York City, outside of the Republican convention, just like there were protests outside of the Democratic convention. Of course, as you know, the police were out in major force
for
these conventions. Well, this protest left the park, and they started marching down 16th Street. Okay, it's a peaceful. I saw video footage of this. I know these people were peaceful. Just a bunch of hippies, you know, waving signs. You've seen protests before.
Sure.
These guys aren't violent. You won't believe what happened to these people. We'll tell you the rest of the story coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231, which is something you can always do. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Would you
you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about absolutely anything that's on your mind the remaining few moments of the show. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you about the insanity of what happened in New York City.
Ooh,
so, to recap, Republican National Convention time, protests going on all around. Well, this one particular protest has several hundred people involved in it, and they left the park, started walking down 16th Street in New York. Well, as they're marching down the street, these police and these little scooters or something like that are buzzing on by them.
Segways.
Nobody really thought much of it.
Wait a minute, no, they wouldn't be smart enough to maintain their balance on a Segway.
Until they got up a little bit farther and found that the police had actually barricaded off this part of the road with these little scooters that they were on and were standing there with their armor and their shields and all that stuff, and people couldn't get by.
Scooter brigade.
Follow me on this. So the protesters turned around. They couldn't get past the cops.
Yeah,
they turned around and went back the way they came. Well, when they went down a little bit further down the street, they discovered that the police had taken some of that orange mesh construction stuff, and stretched it across the street.
And were also standing guard. They were shut off. These protesters, hundreds of them, over 1,000 of them, were in this segment of the 16th Street in New York City, literally being prevented from leaving.
So they were basically penned in within, like,
precisely,
a city block or something.
Yes, they were penned in by the police.
Wow.
Then, the police announced that accredited reporters could get out. And so some accredited reporters got out. This one guy who was writing all this, he didn't have the proper accreditation because he was working for an independent radio station and wasn't working for Clear Channel or something like that.
Right.
And so he had to stay in, so he got to experience this whole thing.
Ooh.
Well, they started arresting everybody. Everybody in that whole area, even if it was just a businessman who had walked out onto the street, and got caught up in this. It wasn't all protesters. Anybody who was in that chunk of street between the two lines of cops was arrested. Then they put them on city buses. Those city buses then trucked them to this place called Pier 57, which is an old abandoned bus yard or something like that. All kinds of oil and nasty stuff on the ground. They had set up fences, just like in Guantanamo Bay. These people were held there for hours. Overnight, these people were held there. They were given a rotting apple to eat. They were given two pieces of bread with a piece of processed cheese between it to eat, and they were held there as they were processed through the system. Well, then they were trucked to some place that the cops referred to as the Tombs, and this was some sort of city police station where they're taken from cell to cell to cell. 33 hours this lasted.
Wow.
Most of these people weren't charged with anything. And then once George Bush left town, the cops left, and it was kind of just all over after that. 33 hours they held these protesters with the very bare minimums to sustain life.
So when George W. leaves town, these people are just let go with no explanation?
Yeah, that's exactly...
What were they protesting?
They were protesting whatever. There's probably several different groups protesting things. This was New York City. There were hundreds of people involved here. And they weren't just some protesters that were arrested. It was absolute outrage. And if you want to learn more, you can go to 2600.com, 2600.com. I can't possibly go into all the details here because there's just so many of them. It's a huge story. And the guy actually had a video camera on him. He recorded some of the initial things. Of course, that was all confiscated eventually. But he managed to sneak some pictures from inside these concentration camps. You could see the fences.
Wow.
And the lines and the cops. And it was such a frightening story. It's happening, people. We're going to be back here next week with Michael Badnarik on Free Talk Live. You can log on at freetalklive.com. We look forward to talking to you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
Good night.
Here comes...